So as the American electorate during these midterm elections gears up, apparently, to deliver a kind of huge, hey, wait a minute message to the White House and possibly return the House of Representatives to the Republicans, we're going to take a look at some other mechanisms for accountability, electoral accountability in the U.S. democratic system. Michael Cooper joins us, national correspondent who covers urban affairs for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John.
And Daniel Varela, who was recently ousted from his spot as mayor of Livingston, California. Daniel, you're out of a job. Is that how we would describe you this morning?
Well, we can say we're out of a job temporarily.
Temporarily. Okay. So we talk about this issue of voter accountability through the mechanism of the recall. You were elected on a platform of what in Livingston, California?
Well, first of all, good morning and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
But yes, approximately 2 years ago, we were campaigning, and one of the major issues that we were facing in our community was the water and the color of the water and the odor of the water and overall the water issue. And so in doing so, one of the ways of solving the problem was having to raise the rates so that we can work on the infrastructure.
So you got elected on a campaign of I'm going to clean up the water, but you got recalled because why?
Because we raised the rates. To fix the problem.
And how many people elected you mayor?
At that time, we are a community of about 4,000 folks that can vote, registered voters. We are a population of about 13,000, and I was elected with about close to 1,300 folks voted me in.
How many did it take to recall you?
About 1,040.
Interesting. So, Michael Cooper, let's talk about this mechanism of the recall. It's not just going on in Livingston, California. Would you call this a trend, or is it an isolated example of voter angst using a very interesting lever to get the so-called bums out of office?
Well, it's hard to say exactly how prevalent it is because most of these recalls happen in small cities, small towns, school boards, town councils, and nobody exactly counts them. But people at the United States Conference of Mayors think that they're happening more frequently in larger cities and that there's more energy behind them. And they are happening across the country. I mean, in the last couple of years, you've had attempts in Akron, Chattanooga, Flint, Kansas City, Portland, Toledo. Even the small town of North Pole, Alaska, near the Arctic Circle, is having a recall shortly. And what ends up happening is, actual recalls that get on the ballot are rare, and recalls that succeed, like the one that booted Mayor Varela from office, are even rarer. But they end up having a big effect on city government because they prove a huge distraction for mayors who suddenly aren't worried about, what to do to balance the city's budget, but are instead essentially waging permanent campaigns to stay in office.
And describe how the voters view these recalls. Do they get involved in a recall because they think things will change back to some state before the person that's getting recalled was elected? Or do they just get enamored of the idea, hey, we can do this, so we're just going to do it?
Well, what I found interesting is, the recall provision came in the early 20th century with a host of other, progressive kinds of referendum-type systems that were introduced around that time. And for much of history, they were kind of reserved for cases of misconduct or corruption. Places like Bell, California, which right now, eight officials were just arrested for essentially looting the city and, charged with enriching themselves with taxpayer money. Those kind of things, were thought to trigger recalls. What I found striking about the recent rash of recalls is there are many mayors or city council members who are being targeted with recalls essentially for just governing and making unpopular decisions. Nobody likes to pay higher water rates, so they recalled the mayor and a councilman in Livingston. In Chattanooga, a mayor raised stormwater fees and raised the property taxes, and he came close to being recalled by a consortium that included the local Tea Party there. So in many cases, cities across the country are struggling. They're running out of money. The options are pretty bleak for any mayor. You either raise taxes or you cut services.
Well, let's put that directly to Mayor Varela. Do you think this is a cynical act on the part of voters that, cleaning up the water sounds like a good idea, but, hey, we didn't really want you to spend any money to do it. Is that really what the message was here, Mayor Varela?
Well, I think it comes down to really understanding what the process, what it consists of. I mean, we have an issue, and we've ignored it for the last 15 years. And, enough was you know, enough. The concern was that, hey, people would bring jars of dirty water to our city council meetings. And so we had to deal with it. And then when you deal with it, and then all of a sudden people find that their rates are going to, are being raised $30, $40, $50, well, then, of course, that's going to change the whole process and say, wait a minute, maybe we don't have to change. Maybe we can live with the dirty water.
Well, what would you say to the criticism? And Livingston, California, as you've described, is a small place and can possibly be an echo chamber if you try to use the media to get your message out. But that, in a sense, you didn't build enough consensus, enough bridges to all the people who were likely to be against actually having to pay for this, and so you suffered as a result.
Well, I think the whole process, I mean, and when it comes down to it, the folks that recalled us was all spearheaded by the ex-mayor and one of the council members that had been there for the last 12 years. And, when they go out there and tell people, look, you know, we're going to lower your water rate back to what it was before these guys took over office, and, you know, you're going to get money back.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty hard to argue or to, you know, to try to fight against.
Right.
Because,
well, you're the ex-mayor now. Maybe you could go back at it. Daniel Varela was recently ousted a month ago from his spot as mayor of Livingston, California, because utility rates were raised. Mayor Varela, thanks for being with us. Michael Cooper, is this all about vendettas or democracy working before we go?
Well, I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder, I guess. You know, a lot of these angry voters think that this is a way to blow off steam and to have accountability. But lots of others think that it's a way for, in many cases, a small minority of voters to sign petitions and upend the political process.
All right. It's a pressure cooker out there, even in the small cities. Michael Cooper, national correspondent covering urban affairs for our partner, The New York Times, talking about places where recalls have targeted mayors in office for spending too much money or raising taxes. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.